Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast.
Welcome back.
Episode 119, we've just double-checked. After a long hiatus, this is like...
Only 4 weeks.
I'd say this is like season three.
Do you reckon?
Kind of.
I feel like maybe when like you're wrapped up with your prep officially. Yeah. This is like the pre-season.
We'll call it, when I'm finished, we'll call it off-season.
Off-season, yeah. Off-season.
Off-season, Once You're In, You're In.
Yeah. This is currently still on-season for
This is like pre-season.
Pre-season, yeah. So yeah, it's been about a month, but I feel like it's been a lot longer.
Well, we did that one at mine.
Yeah, it's been about 6 weeks.
If you think about before that, it was a little while.
Yeah, maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks since we've been here. So yeah, we've clearly not been getting the most out of the stupidly expensive neon sign that we bought.
First of all, apologies to everybody. But second of all, please don't message us.
Please. This is free content, guys. How many people message you?
Mate. When I said to you the other day, and you were like, man, it's not been that bad.
No,
like,
it's not been that bad.
I think it's because I'm the admin man, people didn't know.
Wow.
The secret's out.
Secret's out, guys.
Honestly,
Finn controls the social media.
Like, I'm sorry if you messaged me on Instagram and I just liked your message. I had a lot of people message me like, where's the podcast? And like, it's lovely and it's amazing because if you'd have told us this a year ago, 2 years ago, that people were like waiting for it and like, where's the next episode? It's fucking mint. But when I'm like, feeling like shit, or if I'm really busy, or if I'm like, just how I have been, like at the end of a prep, the last thing I need is people messaging me going, where's the podcast? Like, and a lot of people did it in a nice way, some people did it in almost like a, where's my podcast?
Yeah,
it's like, we are doing this for free, we are giving up our time for free. It's not, you're not entitled to this podcast,
no.
But that being said, we do appreciate you all, and thank you for all the ratings. We're on 5 stars now. Reese has just checked.
5 stars, 346 ratings. That's We've got 416
mental.
Subscribers.
We're on something like on Spotify. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. So tell you what, the best thing to do is just stop doing it and you get loads more engagement.
Yeah, we're going to just, or do new seasons. And make people want them. Do you not remember? We had that hiatus and then we put up one up and we got like maybe 20 story tags in one day.
We did say this before. Yeah. I guarantee, and to be fair, if you're listening on Spotify or watching this,
please put a story tag up.
Put a story on because we will get more stories with coming back.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back. We will see how things go over the coming weeks. But yeah, we do apologise for the hiatus. Thank you for being patient. But also, please, if and when we may have a hiatus in the future, please don't message us.
Yeah, don't message us at all. No one, unless you're a client, and even then, don't message about the podcast.
It's worse if it's a client.
Yeah, it is. But either way, we're back. So we're going to have a bit of a catch-up. We said we'd split this up into a few different parts, hopefully. Finn's got his CMP shaker bottle. What you got there? What you got it?
Guess.
The apple... no?
That's what you gave me.
Oh, mango. Hydroflow.
Yeah.
The best there is, Reese Fit 10, feel free. Hydroflow is mint. Like, it's actually one thing I had to say to you. I've been living off it recently.
If you want a nice shaker for it. And use my code.
Yeah, I don't think Conte do.
50.
Yeah, basically, guys, to support both of us, because actually we're giving you this podcast for free. Hydroflow Conte Sports Reese Fit 10 CMP Shaker
Make
Cup,
sure
and then
CMP
take
shaker.
A photo of it. And oh god, amazing.
Story.
So, like I said, we're gonna do a bit of a catch up. Finn, how's life? How's everything been?
Yeah. So we said, didn't we? We're just gonna chat for a couple of hours. Yeah. We'll get round to some questions, and we'll probably break this into a couple of episodes or a few episodes. Yeah. So hopefully you guys enjoy.
Sit back, grab a drink.
Yeah, sit back, relax, and enjoy our tender voices. I don't know, mate. Where should we start? You guide it. You tell me.
Okay, so the last time we spoke was a week after the A1. You ate a bunch of shit for a week, which was good. Did you good? And then since then, you did the BMBF.
Don't make it out like that. So it's not as if I
binged
on my diet.
It was intense. No, but
you set
higher calorie goals and just had a lot of flexibility with food. And then it was a case of slowly coming back to almost reverting back to some normality. Not really digging, but as we've kind of been saying, like getting better off almost doing less than what you were at the peak of a dig. So in a sense, almost like reversing, but it's not reversing because you're still in a deficit, but it's less of a deficit.
That is reversing, really.
Yeah.
Your rate of loss is slower. You're reversing out of the diet at a slower rate, but you're still in a diet. Like, it's a phase that I wouldn't really recommend too much, other than like maybe coming out of a pre-prep or coming out of a prep.
Yeah.
I think otherwise, if it's just a mini cut or a diet for a holiday or anything like that, you just get straight back into a surplus.
Yeah. So it's been a bit of a case of like the last probably 4 or 5 weeks of your training has been a lot more I say, we say flexible. You've still been training when you're supposed to be training, but it's more so auto-regulated.
I've actually been enjoying training.
Yeah, we've been training together again, which is nice. I feel like...
Hence why Reese is blown up.
Yeah, I'm just massive now.
I feel like you have made very good progress since we've started training. Not that you weren't making good progress before, but...
No, I think so. I think definitely so. And also as well, like I said to you yesterday, that you get to a point where like I'm actually now probably putting on muscle. Like initially after a prep, you're putting on muscle you lost. And then it's like, oh shit, Reese actually looks like he trains again.
Yeah, it's more so just regaining fullness and also just not comparing. When you're on the way down, you're constantly looking for stage condition, whereas on the way up, you're not looking for stage condition. So... Like you now, if we were like, oh, you're competing next week, all we'd be thinking is, oh, you're shit, fat. You're fat.
You're fat.
Now, because you're not competing. Thinking,
I'm lean.
Now you look good.
Yeah, I'm lean. Yeah. I'm good. It's funny how your mindset kind of swaps. But yeah, so basically, last like 5-6 weeks, Finn's been, and to be fair, I have as well. I had a holiday, but for you, it was a case where like we've kind of just been auto regulating it based off feel. And in a sense, like throwing out the rule book a little bit and just having a bit of fun with it. Like we said on the
which
last,
which is good, but it's also difficult mentally. Like I've had to let go a little bit of everything being so regimented and being so perfect, because that's how I've always been, and that's how the prep was up until the A1. Everything was so regimented. Everything was so like
structured
on the dot timings, like knowing exactly when I'd get up at the exact. Like, I haven't set an alarm since the A1.
Mm.
I was still waking up at like 5.
Yeah,
but there'll be some days where I wake up at 5:30.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh.
Yeah, half
I'll
hour.
About half five.
Yeah.
There'll be some nights where I'll go to bed at 8:30. There'll be some where I'll go to bed at 9:15. Like England were on the other night and I watched the game.
Yeah.
Whereas like before, even throughout my whole off season, I'd go to bed at half time in football games, and it's like, do I need to do that? Like, probably not.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you want to watch the football.
But I've been like that for years, mate. Yeah. Like that's how I've always been.
Yeah.
But yeah, like just been a little bit more relaxed with things, really. I say that and people think, oh, he's like eating what like I'm not. No. I know exactly what I'm eating. I know when I'm training. Like I'm still, I still have a step goal. I'm still hitting my step targets. I haven't done cardio for a while. I did add some light cardio back in, but then took it back out because my knees, my ankles were starting to be trashed, and it was like impacting my performance. Right now, my main focus is how can I get the most out of my training, because that's how I'm going to look better.
Which is, in a weird way, bodybuilding.
Yeah,
you forget about it. Like, again, it's normal. You get into a mindset of just doing more, doing more, doing more. And
you forget that it's like, not... you actually can... Like, I've been thinking in the last couple of weeks, like, I'm growing at the minute.
Yeah.
Like, I actually can be building muscle, and I look 100%. Better for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, so don't focus too much on body weight. Focus on performance. Focus on enjoying performance. And
but
still,
then people hear that and then they're like, yeah, so I've stepped on stage fucking exactly. 20 pounds heavier than I need to.
You have to have, it has to be sort of with a certain degree of nuance. Like you can't just be like, oh yeah, just do what you want. Like
then you can say, I'm showing the judges my physique at my best. It's like, yeah, bro, you're 20
you're
pounds
fat.
Overweight. You're fat.
You're not
like,
your best.
You're not your best. Get leaner.
But like, even though that, even obviously we're saying this, like it is a definite head fuck, because I'm like thinking, do I need to dig, do I not, like am I looking better today, am I not, like
I think that's the in-between period of shows anyway when you're floating.
Yeah,
I've always thought like the physical issues of a prep are always going to be the digging parts where you feel trashed, but the psychological, the mental side of things is when you're floating in between,
is when you're pretty much there and ready, and
because
it's
that's
like
when it's hard mentally
peaking.
Yeah, when you've got the blinkers on and you're just like, gotta do this, gotta get leaner, sound. But it's that in-between period where you're like kind of holding, you're filling up, you're then kind of dropping off, your fatigue hits you like randomly, where like you'll have a show weekend, you'll feel awesome for a few days, you'll ride off the highs of the show, and then all of a sudden like it's like come Wednesday, Thursday, the fatigue hits
that's
you and
like, it
and
like
last
weekend,
like and you're
felt,
like whoa,
felt
like,
pretty good.
Yeah,
well we did not last week, the week before I was like, oh, I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
I trained 3 days in a row and I was like, oh my god, I'm never training 3 days in a row again.
Yeah,
I felt awful. And then I was like, I said to Reese, I was like, I'm not going to train 3 days in a row. And then I've done it this week because I felt great.
No, but you felt better.
Yeah, and I had a refeed.
Yeah. So it's been a case of, like I said, throwing the rule book out slightly. Training-wise, we've kind of just been like, we're going into the gym. We've got a rough idea. Like, we've got a good idea of what we're doing. But it's not like, okay, we're doing this, we're doing that. It's just like, oh, do you fancy doing this? And then, yeah, sound. Like, let's just throw that in. Mm-hmm. And, like, just trying to make sure that every session and every movement is high quality.
And enjoyable.
Yeah. So, like, we've been doing, like, for example, Finn's been doing a different iteration of a Yeah Buddy row. Do you want to take us through the Yeah Buddy rows that you've been doing?
So, I've had a dead stop Yeah Buddy row.
Yeah.
I've had a supinated Yeah Buddy row.
Yeah.
I've had a Yeah Buddy row from a block. Oof. What we said, we're trying
you,
to think
you've done
of
a dead
ones.
Stop, Yeah Buddy row. Like, you haven't even said.
Yeah, I said.
Oh, was
first,
that the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have done a tap and go, Yeah Buddy row, if you like, for my higher rep sets.
Yep.
Barbell
rows, these are, guys, by the way. Not just like.
I might do a Yeah Buddy Dumbbell Row at some point, but to be fair, I really liked the Yeah Buddy Row from a block. I'm going to stick with that.
We did dumbbell rows after, like, my last prep. Do you remember?
We had
did
dumbbell
them
rows in for a while.
Had them in before the hip hinge, and then we both got pretty strong at the hip hinge, and then we put them in instead of the hip hinge. But yeah, that was been pulls, and then other than that, like presses, we've become like, again, we've been doing some Smith presses.
Smith or the Nautilus kit. Been training at B modified.
Yeah,
we weren't training there before.
Yeah. And that's been a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, massively.
That's been really nice.
So since the A1, again, like, I just sort of had this approach of like, right, you know, let's try a couple of different things. Let's try a different gym. Let's sort of just relax a little bit more. Like, literally, we spoke about it in the last podcast. The day after the A1, I went and like did some work in a cafe, which I never would have done because I was literally like, I've got to do X amount of check-ins in X amount of time. That means I've got X amount of time per check-in. That means I've got to really crack on. Like, it was literally so regimented, like, that it was impossible to think of anything else. Like, and it sounds so stupid, but I honestly don't think I thought for months.
Oh yeah, you're just going to autopilot.
I literally didn't think. It was just like, am I losing at the rate that I need? Yes or no. If the answer's no, drop something or change something. If the answer's yes, just keep doing what I'm doing. Like, other than that, I didn't even think. It was like, get to the gym at this time, train at this time, make sure I'm done by this time, make sure I do my posing in between these times. Then I'd be preparing a reel between these times while I'm doing steps. I'd make sure I've got to be home at this time so I can switch off at exactly this time and get to bed for this time. So, like, yeah, since the A1, it was like, just breathe. Like, actually breathe and think and give yourself a second. And, yeah, I felt a lot better for it. I felt a bit behind on work at times, but I've actually been able to switch off. I've actually spent some time with Shannon. I actually feel like I have a girlfriend and have a relationship. So it didn't feel like it was just like someone that was there.
No, that's what I missed towards the end of my prep. Where I remember saying to Sanaa, like, I just miss, like, not us, like, oh, we're both fat and eating what I said. It's not that. It's just actually
conversations
and being almost normal. And it was like something that I really got to the end. I was like, I just need to kind of get back to a bit of normality. Yeah. And it's the same when it comes to like work. Like, I remember saying like multiple times to Sanaa in that final like 2-3 weeks, I was like, I'm being such a shit coach. And in reality, my shit coach is, okay, someone sends me form feedback at 7:30 p.m. and I get back to them the following morning.
Yeah.
And that's me being a shit coach. Right, or I get a check-in that's late at midday. And instead of me going, oh, okay, I'll get back to it. It's like, well, you've checked in late. Let me get back to it tomorrow. You know, or like an application response comes through. Usually it would be the next second I get on my laptop. I would already have checked it, jotted the notes down. And I'm like, Reese, give yourself a day or two. If you don't get back to somebody immediately.
But that feels...
for
mental.
What we're used to,
like, that's what, when I, like, for the first few days of me doing that, I was like, oh my god, I feel so behind, I feel slack, I feel like I'm not doing this. I think I didn't post on Instagram for a few days, and like before that I was posting like probably 2 to 3 times a day, and I was posting on the FK Physiques account like probably once or twice a day, like with like client transformations and stuff, and I had like a few days where I just didn't post, and I was like, oh my god, I'm being lazy, I'm being slack. And it's like, or you're just actually letting yourself breathe for a second. Like, and I'm still in that position now where it's like I'm trying to balance it.
Like
yesterday when I said to you, should we do the podcast? Like, that was me sort of thinking, do I really want to? Like, am I going to feel all right physically, mentally? Like, but I feel good. Like, so why not? I said, the best way I can describe how I feel right now, and I was saying this to Shannon, and she was like, yeah, but remember you haven't. Like, you need to be careful because your body's not in a good spot yet. But I feel like I've started my off season, but I've just got 2 shows to do. Like, which is a weird mindset, but that's how I feel. Like, because my training's going really well.
Yeah.
I'm sort of auto-regulating food and expenditure based on how I'm feeling. So if I'm feeling good, I'll do some more steps on that day. If I'm feeling knackered and my legs are battered, I'll do some less steps. Like, I'm auto-regulating food based on whether or not I'm training the next day, or if I, like, for example, if I had 2 rest days back-to-back, I'll have a low day into like a low day with a backload, higher food at the back end of the day to carry over. My food feels really high. It's not, but it feels high
when
because
it's been,
I was having like 1200 calories, so my food feels really high, and I feel like I've got loads of room to play with different food. Food focus is low. It's like I feel like I've started my off season, but I'm getting leaner and I'm looking better. So it's like, it's a weird position to be in, but good. Better than digging and digging and digging into the, let's say, the finals.
It's quite funny. I listened to a podcast maybe a week ago, it was with Mike Iswetel, Revive Stronger. I had it on when I was like on a drive somewhere. I can't remember.
They're always good.
One of the shows.
Shout
they are.
To Steve Hall.
I gotta be honest, I don't really like CMP it. I only like
we love Steve Hall.
No, I only know. I really like the ones with Mike. I don't really like the other ones. I mean, I like Mike. I like Mike because I think he's pretty funny.
I think it depends who's on.
And he was speaking about his prep and how bad it went towards the end. And he said him and Jared had the same approach of just doing more. And all the comments were like, it's really weird hearing Mike, someone that people listen to, as like this gospel of knowledge, make the exact same mistakes that we all make in bodybuilding. Because in most situations towards physique development, do more, get more. That's usually how it works. And you get into this mindset in a prep where, like, again, there might be some people listening to this and then fucking hell, like, Reese and Finn are both literally, like, I said to Finn when the A1 show happened, I'm seeing you do exactly what I was doing. Stop. He was like, really? I'm like, yes, like, this is happening. This is happening. You're feeling like this. This is what happened to me. And Finn was like, oh, and I'm like, and I'm telling you because I've been there. And it was like almost Finn, let's say, awakening and thinking, oh, shit, yeah, I do need to stop. Well, like, but you, like, there is a...
convinced me to go to Fernando's and I really didn't want to go. No, like, I don't want to go food. I want to go home. I just want to have protein and go to bed. Yeah. Like I said in the last podcast, the best thing you said was like, see what Shannon wants to do, and see what Shannon. And the thing is, Shannon's not an idiot. She wouldn't be like, let's eat this and that. Like, she'd be like, oh yeah, it'd be nice to go for a meal. Yeah. Like, let's do.
And she's gonna think more rationally than somebody who's deep in a hole.
I'm in a
prep.
Much better position now to think rationally based on like fatigue being a lot lower.
Yeah, exactly. Where that, like, you don't really have any cravings, but then at the same time you could eat like the entire world and be like still hungry.
Even like just things like doing 45 minutes cardio a day and 20,000 steps felt normal.
Yeah.
But like now, if I think to do that, I think, Jesus Christ, how would I do that? Like every day. Like thinking to do that now, I'd be like, obviously I could, but it's like, fucking hell,
it's a lot of movement. Like, that's like 4 hours worth of steps and then like 45 minutes worth of cardio. That's like plus training. That's like probably like 9 hours on your feet, and you're awake for 14 to 15 hours.
I was literally on my feet pretty much the whole time. And if I wasn't on my feet, I was on the bike or I was driving to and from the gym.
Yeah,
like that was literally it. It's like now when I sit a bit more, it's like, it's weird. Like,
yeah, I do.
I've got time to sit a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll do some form feedback and I'll sit.
Oh yeah, I
won't
walk.
I won't do a walk while I'm doing it. Right.
I'll do that sometimes. Like today, I got back to some form feedback. I'm sat down. I'm like, rarely ever do this.
It feels weird.
Yeah, like usually if I'm sat down, I'm doing check-ins. That's it. Like I'm not like I'll usually just do form feedback on a walk. But I was like, I've done most of my steps already. I was a bit busier yesterday. Like, I did like 15,000 steps because I got my hair and all that sort of stuff, and then physio. So I was like, I'll pull my steps down today. It's a rest day. I'm not going to be on my feet. And I was like, okay, I'm not going for my normal walk. I'll go for half a walk. And I was like, this is a bit weird. Just sat around, not doing as much. But it's part of the game.
Again, like I think with how we've been in the last two or so weeks, whatever it's been, like auto-regulating our expenditure and our training based on how we're feeling, like our training's been mint. So like we've been saying, like, well, how do you feel, should we do another set, and like yes or no, and like often it's been yes.
Yeah,
but like think how I was on Saturday. I was trashed on Saturday, and I had quite a low volume session, and then come Monday I was on a refeed and I was like, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'll do a bit more. And then Tuesday I felt great because that was the day after the high day.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, cool. And then yesterday I felt great because that was back to back 1500 calories extra across two days. And then tomorrow, I'll probably feel maybe a little bit sort of slower, potentially, just based on being back down and body weight. So I'll auto-regulate tomorrow and see. Maybe I won't do a 30-odd rep body weight dip. I'll just do the heavy set.
Or three
and leave
sets
it at
on
that.
The incline.
Like, yeah, we'll see how I'm
on
feeling.
The prime incline, yeah. So yeah, it's all part of the game. For me, I mean, I went on holiday. I deadlifted 300 kilos. I haven't slept really since, which hasn't been great. But yeah, I went away. I went to Crete with my mum and mum's boyfriend and Sanaya. Not going to touch upon too much regarding that. Finn knows I won't mention too much on the podcast. Great holiday.
Sanaya and Reese's mum's boyfriend got together.
Yeah.
What? That's how you said it. You were like, I went with my mum and then...
mum's boyfriend and then Sanaya as well.
Like,
you said it. Me and Sanaya are all good. Everyone's all good. But yeah, I went away. I was there for 2 weeks with a villa. So it was quite nice because it was a big villa. And to be fair, like it was proper sound of a place because routine was like... even though we just touched upon routine being a little bit different, routine was pretty much the same when I was away because it was a villa. So it's not where like you're in a hotel or a resort where you have to be at down for breakfast at a certain time. Literally first day we got some quad bikes, so that was like access to the main town. Got a gym membership the second day, and then it was literally a case of like I'd wake up, do a bit of work, go for a walk, have a meal, go and train a little bit earlier, because I think when you're away, like, you want to spend the afternoon like doing stuff. I couldn't imagine being in the gym from like 1 till like 4:30.
Sessions, you know, are usually going to be hour and a half, aren't they?
So it was like mostly high rep work while I was away, just because there wasn't really that much. Like, the kit was really good for a holiday gym, but it's not going to be the same as like a fully equipped gym. And then that was literally like 2 weeks. Got back, like, 2 and a bit weeks ago. And then since then, like, it kind of, like, I just used the holiday as a bit of like a holding period. I was supposed to have it as a bit of a deload, and looking at how I feel now, I probably should have had a bit longer, because I only had like 3 days worth of rest, and one of them was the travel day. So I, like, because I wanted to train because I felt pretty good, but there was one of those where I was like, well, I'll deload if I need to when I get back. And I'm definitely at the point now where, like, I was saying to Finn, I think one thing
speak
that,
about this,
yeah,
though, didn't we?
I need to in a way get better at, but as well understand, is like, I am like pretty like damn strong. Like, I know, like, for example, people probably watch what I do and think, oh yeah, Reese is strong, but I don't really ever view it like I'm that strong. So like, I forget that, like, the amount of fatigue I could probably bury myself in a week or two, like, of just full training, you know, like balls to the wall sets, and then you throw in like a deadlift of 300 kilos for four. And then since then, like, my sleep was awful for like 3 or 4 nights.
If you think about it, like, every session at the minute we have a big lift, really. Yeah. Don't we, whether it be a leg press, a squat variant, a press variant, a row variant, or a hinge.
Yeah,
like, there are 5 big lifts, if,
yeah,
you like.
Like, I said this to Jacob at the gym yesterday when I was talking about like enjoying it, and because I was saying to him, Jacob, shout out Jacob Fairhurst, a few days out from Heart of England, and I said, I was like, well, I deadlifted 300 kilos for 4, and then RDL 240, and then did an entire density session on Monday. I then, no, sorry, on Saturday, I then pressed 4.75 plates per side on a Smith. On Monday
with a band,
so like 1.5 plates, maybe 2 plates per side without the band. Then Tuesday bent rowed 200 kilos, and then Wednesday yesterday did like 2 all out sets of 10 and 20 plus reps on a pendulum, and then 2 sets on a leg press, then walking lunges, drop sets, and stuff like that. And it's like, no wonder I'm probably gonna feel battered with the amount of load I'm doing.
Also, you've got to think the amount of food that you're eating, the body weight that you're at.
Yeah.
This is when you should be doing those things.
Yeah, this is when you can get away with it. Like,
and this is exactly what Shannon was saying. She was like, remember, you're not.
Yeah, you can't, like, you're not invincible.
I'm almost doing that.
Yeah.
But like you said to me yesterday, like, walking lunch? I was like, no. That's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Because for anybody who's not done a lunge for a while and then does a lunge, you'll know, like, you're trashed. Like, my soreness would have been a joke.
MCL. Pop.
No, it wouldn't have been that, mate. It'd have been my glutes. Like, my glute into my glute ham tie-in. Like, would have been, and I can feel it now if I'd have done it.
Yeah.
The pain that I'd have been.
No, anything single. Like, I remember, like, in my prep doing that, you know, split squat. I said to you, I was like, my glutes get absolutely battered. Yeah. And then, like, the following down the bike, I'd, like, my hips are just awful.
I think it's such a good movement.
Yeah.
But if you've not had it in for a while, it absolutely batters you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely have a split squat in, like, in my off season. But it'll be when I'm willing to add it in and know I'll be trashed for the first week or two, because it does absolutely batter you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just having to be a little bit smarter than you at the minute in terms of what I can get away with. But also, you have to be a bit smarter in terms of total loading with what you can get away with.
At the end of the day, like, if I need to deload, it's like, oh, I'll just deload. Like, or if I need to take a few days, or just like a devoid.
We did say though, didn't we? Like, we think when we're both in off season, we probably won't deload that frequently.
No.
Reese may be a little bit more than me, just in terms of like total load actually going through his joints. But yeah. I think for myself, and I think for most people, I'm not saying I'm weak, but like, if you're not stupidly strong, I don't actually think you need to deload very often. I think devolume sessions or
recovery
reserve sessions, pump sessions, maybe even just missing one session. Like, if I was to miss one session and have, let's say, 2 days off in a row versus one, like, cool, I'd feel pretty well relaxed. Maybe on one of those 2 days, I go to a spa and like really chill out. Like, that could be a deload, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think, and again, what I've been doing with a good amount of clients is, instead of actually having a deload, because a lot of people actually don't benefit from having time off.
We've always said this.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. We say that you lose your routine, you deviate from the norm, you then start to get back into training, and it takes a week or two to get back into where you were before.
You feel smashed after
Yeah,
like
you
first,
feel more
like,
sluggish because you've had 4 rest days in a row and you've dropped 5 pounds of body weight from low food and dropping fullness and so on and so forth. You get back into training and it's like, oh, it's taking me 2 weeks to get back. Like, well, why don't you just not have that deload and just still go into the gym but leave 1 or 2 reps in reserve, or still go to the gym but do devolume sessions,
or
do a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah, do a hybrid of the two as well. Like, I've got a client doing a hybrid of the two, Charlie. I said, go in, you know, on movements like big demanding movements, do a devolume, so do 1 set less than you usually would and leave 1 or 2 in reserve. On your isolations, do normal volume but leave 1 or 2 in reserve, and just see how you get on. Like, you're going to drop off fatigue because you're not taking every set to failure for that given week or 3 sessions or whatever it may be, and then you'll probably be like, I actually feel really good, let's crack on back to, you know, what I was doing before.
Yeah,
so I think that's what we'll do, won't we, obviously, like, in the the next sort of off season. I know obviously you're in yours now.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I'll look at doing.
Yeah.
And then obviously that actual delos would be, like I said to you, like weekends away.
Yeah, where you've got some.
Because like holidays, I like to train, but like weekends away for like yeah. 2-3 days, I don't really like to train because it's like, well, I've always like, got loads to do.
For example, like we said, like if it's where you've got clients on stage or something, and it's like, you know, like for example, next weekend, I've already kind of planned, like I think I'm going to have, like I'll have Friday off, I'll have Saturday, Sunday off, and then that'll be 3 days. And then I'll probably will do a D volume slash pump Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or I might have Monday off and just do upper lower. Yeah. Because I'm thinking I've got clients, literally I've got like, on that weekend, I think I've got like 7 clients competing. Like 3 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's like, and
I'm gonna have to train on Saturday, deadlift in the morning. It's gonna ruin me.
Even 6 months ago, we'd have never done that. Though.
Oh, no, I don't think I've ever. I have to train.
The last probably 5 years, we've both been like, if it's a training day, you train no matter what.
I was at the FitX with Josh last year. And we deadlifted at 4:45 a.m. I got to the gym at 5. Like literally, I remember like getting to the gym because I was like, what time gym open?
I don't think that is a bad mindset to have. I think you need to have that to an extent. Yeah. And like, you remember when we used to say, I don't think RIR training is a bad idea once you've earned the right.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a similar kind of thing. So we were saying like people like that are very, very, very strong who realistically like are going to just ruin themselves if they're doing stupid lifts every session, like I've just said.
Yeah.
Like a kind of reps in reserve approach is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, for open bodybuilders and who have got the muscle that they need and they're just trying to like bring up sort of certain weaknesses, like that kind of thing. But I think that's the same kind of thing with like with that mindset. Like for people who are just getting into the gym and haven't really got any muscle yet, train on your training days and rest on your rest days and stop changing things. People who aren't busy.
Yeah.
But like for us and how we've been, like we definitely need to take more of that approach of, I've got 3 clients on stage on Saturday down south and then I've got 3 on Sunday up north. Probably just take the weekend off and I'll probably train Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this week.
Yeah.
And I'll pair like a push and pull session, I'll do an upper session.
Yeah.
Like we would have never done that until recently.
Think about it, like, and this is how it works. Like if you have, let's say, 5 sessions per week over 4 weeks, over a month, so you're usually training 20 times. If you have 19 sessions or 18 sessions, but they're 18 quality sessions.
The thing is as well, for us, we wouldn't go, well, I had 18 sessions, but I missed 2 leg days.
Yeah.
No, I still got my leg sessions done, but I just paired 2 other sessions together.
Yeah, like, I moved stuff around.
Or I didn't train push for 2 weeks. Like, I
think you get to the point and it's like almost a case where like, if you can't go at it with the highest quality possible, it's almost like if you're in the middle, in my opinion, it's a bit of a waste of time. Like you almost are going to be like, I'm going into the gym and I'm going to train really fucking hard.
Or I'm
going to probably actually assess and think, you know what, it's a bit of a stress. It's probably going to cause me a good amount of fatigue and stress just thinking about training. But this is the thing, people will listen to this. And this is what we've got to back this up.
This is coming from people who
legitimately have not missed a session at all.
Like 8 years.
Yeah. And we've always been so robotic.
I had a client message me today and he was like, friend had a party last night and I hardly got any sleep. Should I train today or not? I'm drinking on Saturday. So if I train on Saturday, when I drink, it'll impact MPS. What should I do? Or something like that. And I thought, well, ideally, neither of those scenarios would happen.
So whatever option we choose, it's not optimal, bro.
But he was like, but which is better? And I was like, well, neither really. He was like, what if I just smash loads of caffeine and train tonight? I put, oh yeah, that'll help after not getting any sleep last night. And he put, just do tonight with no caffeine. And I put, well, I'd literally put in like the message at the start, I put, if you feel sound, just go and train today. It's a training day.
Yeah.
And he put, well, train tonight with no caffeine. I put, well, if you feel sound, go and train.
Yeah.
And he messaged me back. He's like, yeah, I'm just being a bitch. I put, agreed. And he put like, sorry, you're in a much worse position than me.
And I'm cancelling the coaching because you called me a bitch.
I didn't. I just agreed with him. But like, it was funny, but it's almost just like, that's the perfect example of like what we were just saying. Like, people will listen to this and go, oh, well, you know, I only got 6 hours sleep last night instead of my usual 7, so I just won't train today.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's stupid. But if it's like, I'm literally rushed off my feet all day because of whatever reason and I literally don't have the time to train today, cool, sound, don't stress. Like, we can work around that.
Mm.
We can reduce training frequency for that week or whatever it may be. But again, we wouldn't have done that. We'd have been like, no, I'm gonna
get to the gym, and even if it's a subpar session, at least I've got something.
Or I'm gonna get 4 hours sleep and get up anyway and train, or I'm gonna stay up really late and train. Like, so yeah, we've definitely become, I'd just say, more efficient with that.
Yeah.
And I think it especially becomes more important as you get busier. As we said, like Finn was like, if you're not busy, you should be sound. And like,
if you're a student, like a uni student, and you're, I mean, when I was at uni, like it was probably 8 hours of lectures a week or something.
Yeah.
If you're doing that on a part-time job and you're missing sessions, you're not busy. No. If you're a, let's say, you know, a single parent who's got a full-time job and a side hustle, you're not going to be like, I'm not going to come down on you and go, why haven't you done your 5 sessions this week?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have 5 sessions, you'd have 3.
Yeah.
Like, and you'd have flexibility with it. So yeah, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
But we've definitely got better at managing that.
Definitely. And then last week, next week, you want to touch upon like show plans now moving forward? You've changed stuff, haven't you? So the original plan for Finn was going to be doing HIV, Heart of England. However, he achieved qualification for the illustrious UKDFBA British Finals upon the 8th of next month. So that was in the Southern?
Yeah, so I jumped into the Southern show just based on like the fact that, so after the A1, when I started dropping fatigue and I started eating a bit more and looking really good, we were like chatting, weren't we? And I tried to apply for loads of shows. But I was too late. So I was too late to apply for the UKDFBA Northern, which I probably potentially would have won the overall, because I beat the guy that won the overall the week later. So I would have probably won the overall at the UKDFBA Northern, but I applied too late.
Lee doesn't like your physique though, so.
Yeah,
Lee didn't
like me at the A1.
The A1, he actually gave Finn dead last, but it was a stat class.
Dead last in second place.
Second place. Well, you can either be second or dead last, whichever.
I was both.
Yeah, so you got second and dead last.
So I tried to apply for that. I also tried to apply for the BMBF Midlands, but I was too late. So I was already doing the BMBF Northern, and I was like, right, well, I'll do the UKFBA Southern then instead, and I'll do that, and then depending on how that goes, I might do the Heart of England or I might not. So I did the BMBF Northern, and I wasn't really happy with how I looked on that day. I was happier in the night show than the day show, but I wasn't overly happy with how I looked.
Yeah, you had a bit of a, not a meltdown, but you messaged me. And then afterwards, I was like, you look fine.
I messaged you like, I'm just going to be a coach. I'm a much better coach, which is true. But I looked better in the evening show. I think I was more relaxed. I think as well, like I had 6 clients that day and me at the same show. And my mum and dad there, and I'd never seen my mum and dad, and other clients there who I've never met. Like, it was a busy day. Like, I was literally, it was difficult.
Sounds like a nightmare.
No, it was amazing.
No, that's like, a wicked day, but like trying to manage all that.
Yeah, it was
like,
amazing.
You're thinking about
busy.
Yourself. You've got your mum and dad who are like coming up to you and like, hi Finn, and then you've got a client saying, I'm on in 45 minutes, mate, what should I eat? It'd be like,
to be fair, like I managed it very, very well. Like, and all my clients knew exactly what they were doing at the exact times. I had everything, like I was on it, but I was in work mode, I was in coach mode. I wasn't able to just focus on me competing. That was the least of my worries was me competing. But it was still a great weekend and got some decent photos from it, but came second in that to the guy that won the overall. So then I did the UKFPA Southern, which was only the week later, so it was like a peek into a peak, which was pretty difficult to be fair in terms of like managing that. I've never done that before. I say difficult when I say it was difficult, I mean more so in terms of like psychologically knowing sort of, right, do I need to actually dig a little bit more now, or do I have time to dig in between these two shows? Or but I definitely was better. I basically just sort of ran it as a normal week. I didn't really peak for it. All I did to quote-unquote peak was reduce my food volume in the 2 days prior, have a little bit more carbs, but like hardly anything extra, and just stay off my feet.
Yeah.
So like I felt a lot fresher and fuller from just not really moving. First few days of that week was when I implemented that light cardio back in. So it was like I did dig a little bit and then I just pulled back. And it's the best that I've looked, definitely. I did classic and I did the middle weight, or the medium height, I should say. I came third in classic. So Jack Kinsey Clough won that, and then Aaron Carpenter came second. They're both very good. Yeah, Aaron was robbed. They're both very, very good.
Very good. Really good.
So to come third in that class, I was pretty happy, to be fair. Like, obviously, I still don't want to come third, but it's better than not placing. So I was happy with third.
Most important thing, you beat the 19-year-old that Finn was like, everyone's hyping up this kid. I destroyed him.
I only got 7 years on him. but yeah, That class was really good, to be fair. Like, it was actually a very good standard of a class, so I was pretty happy to come third.
Was with that lineup?
It actually was.
It was a legitimate, actually good lineup.
But like, to say I don't do classic, like, I'm not like one that practiced classic pose or anything. I did my classic routine. Like,
no, you did. You just hit all your poses and then just put your hips to the side. That's classic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Just change your trunk.
And then you kept your mustache.
Yeah. I shaved the beard, kept the mustache. Yeah. That's why the mustache is here, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I did, to be fair, one thing that was difficult is that I came off stage from classic and within 15 minutes I was back on for medium.
Yeah.
And the classic class was pretty busy and my quads were trashed from posing.
Yeah.
So I probably wasn't my best in the medium. If I was my best, I'd have beat Charlie.
Yeah.
But it was a split decision. So Charlie got, like, basically he got one more vote to win versus me. So it was a split decision. And I came second, so not ideal. I was fuming with that, to be fair. Like,
were you actually?
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Not in the sense of, like, oh, I should have won, but in the sense of, like, there was only six people in that class and I think I should be winning a class if there's only six people. Like, it depends. It could be five other absolute freaks and me, but with how I was thinking, my mindset on the day was, I've got 14 people in classic. Realistically, if I place in that class, I'll be happy because I knew that Jack and Aaron were doing it.
Yes.
And I was like, and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then in my medium class, I didn't know anyone in it. And I was like, I can win a class of six people.
Yeah.
I should be winning that. Like, that was my mindset.
Yeah.
And then obviously I didn't. So I was like, that's annoying. And I was centre stage the whole time. So I was like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
And when we walked off stage, I said with Charlie, I was like, what do you think? He was like, well, you held the centre. I think you've got it. And I was like, cool. And then I didn't have it. But looking back, he deserved to win. He looked really good. I'm not saying that I deserved to win at all. Like, Charlie was really, really good. But I do think, like, it'll be good to see me against him at the finals. So
yeah, he's coming for you, bro. Watch out, Charlie.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that.
Coming for you. Coming for that British title.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm aiming for the medium. British title medium is the goal. And then UKFBA and then the same in the WMBF.
Yeah.
That is what I have my sights set on.
BMBF was too hard, he bottled it.
BMBF, yeah, it's just too big. Too big for me.
Too many black dudes as well that just got wicked insertions.
There's a junior. There's a junior guy called Sam Lowe who's just a freak who I'm not going to beat in the medium class, so I've bottled it.
Yeah.
Sorry to Keefe as well. Keefe's been messaging me and, like, helping me, giving me some advice, which I do appreciate in terms of, like, just obviously Keefe's a judge with the BMBF, so he was sort of letting me know his thoughts. Thank you to AJ as well, because I did message AJ and he messaged me. They were both at the BMBF, so
AJ Bauer?
Yeah, AJ Bauer.
AJ Bauer.
Asked him for his advice. Senor Morris.
Yeah, Senor Morris.
But yeah, sorry to Keefe, because I feel like I've let him down a little bit with me pulling out of the BMBF.
Hmm.
Although he did measure me and say, well, what body weight are you? You could pull down to lightweight. I probably could, to be fair.
What is lightweight?
It depends on the day.
155?
Well, they do it in kilos, don't they? I was 74 kilos on the day of the BMBF Northern. I think I'd have to get under 70 probably for lightweights.
I'm going to be double your weight. Peak off season. No, I'm not. 140 kilos.
I'm going to be double my weight peak off season.
Double your weight within about a month.
Yeah, it was, mate. 70 from my peak body weight to my lightest, 76 pounds down.
Yeah, we worked out, mine was like 65, I think, 66.
Shit off season.
I know, shit. I need to push hard. I need to be like 100 pounds next time, especially if I've actually got open aspirations. I mean,
76 pounds.
Yeah. But it wasn't in one go.
No, this is why a pre-prep diet is a good idea.
Yeah, because I'm pulling off 70 pounds, Jesus.
But then also
Christ.
People go, well, you just don't need to get that fat. That's true. But I was also feeling incredible, feeling strong. I don't think I ever moaned about, oh, I'm so fat, I'm so sluggish.
No.
Did I?
No, because you were doing cardio. You were staying on top of, like, what you actually need to do.
I was tracking my blood pressure. I was tracking my fasted blood glucose. I was training really well.
If you're eating,
still doing,
like,
high rep
sets, let's say 1,000 carb and like 200 grams of fat through horrendous food sources, not doing cardio and doing 2,000 steps, you will feel awful. Yeah. And that's when people say, oh, I was getting lower back pumps, going up hills, I felt so sluggish. Congrats, you literally living like an obese person.
Yeah.
Congrats. Like, bodybuilding shouldn't be like that.
No, I was doing I still had a step goal of like a minimum of 8,000. I was hitting like 8 to 12,000 steps.
I was hitting like 800 steps.
800 steps. 800
steps.
I was hitting 8 to 12,000 steps.
5 minutes cardio.
I was basically hitting 10,000 steps as an average, but 8 to 12,000 steps.
Yeah.
I think the highest my food got to was just above 5,000 calories.
Yeah.
But again, this was over a long period of time. This was over how long? 100 odd weeks. Yeah. My food didn't get stupidly high, but it gradually worked its way up. I think the highest I got to was like 900 carb on training day.
And something that we've said, actually, speaking about this, is we do this again, but probably more frequent pullbacks.
Yeah.
And then push back ups.
Said probably every time we notice that we're feeling a little bit like less responsive to food or even just to performance. Because you can tell when you go into sessions and
your pumps aren't as good, feel your appetite starts to fade, you feel like you almost feel just a bit like heavier. Like,
again, I think people feel that for one session and go, oh, I need to pull back. I
need a diet break.
I think if you're feeling that for a couple of weeks, like at least maybe multiple weeks in a row, like then, right, pull back. But I think if you're feeling that for, you know, a couple of sessions in a row or even just 1 week, it could just be a random week where you're just feeling a bit down. Maybe you've got more stress on at work, or maybe you've got some stress in your relationship. Like, doesn't mean I need to diet. Yeah. Like, but yeah, we said, I think, you know, so for me, let's say my off season is 2 years again. Like, maybe instead of just pushing up for the whole time, which I pretty much did before a pre-prep, maybe I have 9 months. Of a gaining phase, or 8 to 10 months, something like that, and then I pull back for 1 to 2, then 8 to 10 again, like instead of doing it all in one go. But I wouldn't change what I did before.
No, I'm not saying, but I think, like, looking back, we'd both be like, okay, we probably could have pulled back a bit more frequently with more aggression, because realistically, when you're fat, you could literally go,
like, I reckon very low every food. Time you feel like you're getting a little bit sloppy, or like you said, the main thing would be every time I feel like I'm maybe a little bit less responsive to food.
Yeah.
I'd be like, right, cool. I'll do 4 weeks, pull back 15 to 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Go again.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah. Depends on how far, like, you've pushed up.
Yeah, definitely. And that's kind of like where my plan is now. Like, I reckon I'll get to, like, I don't really have a weight goal. I've had a few people say, like, 300, and I think I'll get to 300 pounds. Like, I think it's doable. I was like 252 this morning, 251.
Oh, you'll be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, then like a month tops. But no, realistically, I'll be up to like, I reckon I'll get to like 275, 280. And whenever that is, sound. Maybe more, maybe less. I think maybe more. And then it'll be a case of like, can I still eat? Can I still train productively? If so, cool. If not, I'll pull back to probably like 240 and then go again. Like, my set point, like where I'm at now, is like a real good point. It's a good position. Like, I'm full, round, lean-ish. Like, I'm not fat, but I'm not, like, as we said at the start of the video, it's one of those where it's different when you look at things. Like, if I was in a prep, it would be like, okay, cool, step your foot on the gas, buddy. But because of obviously fullness and likewise muscle mass that you add on, like, it's almost where right now it's like, I'm responsive, feel good, food's not stupidly high. It is pretty high, all things considered, like 5,100 calories, but I've ate like over 6,000 calories before. So like, when you've ate more than what you've done like before, it's like, oh, it is what it
that's
is.
That's what,
like,
mine was like, because I used to eat so much when I was PTing.
Yeah.
And like, I got my food like up and above like 5,500 calories. Yeah. When I was on like 4,700, 800, I was like,
it feels like nothing.
This, like, but I was on that for a long, 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 long time and still gaining really gradually. I was like, this feels fine. Yeah. Like, it feels like I've got room to push because I've had more before. But when I had more before, I was like on my feet all day, every day.
Yeah.
So it's like, it felt weird. It was like, I've had more food than this though. I said, yeah, but you don't need it now.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's all relative, but yeah, plan will literally be slowly creep up body weight to the point where I'm like, oh, you know what, feeling a bit heavy, things aren't as responsive, pull back and then go again, really, which is going to be quite cool. So yeah, that's pretty much that for me, like simple kind of gaining phase off season, like kind of situations.
Right, guys, thank you for watching so far or listening. That is going to be the end of part one. We will catch you again soon for part two. I'll do that for part two and part three, and part three and part four if we do that.
Yeah.
Sam, I'll message you if you have any issues. Right, guys, that's the end of part three. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening. We'll catch you for part four.
If there is a part four.
And then I'll do that's the end. There might not be.
That's a wrap, guys.
Right, guys, that's the end of the big catch-up episode. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening. Please like and subscribe. Make sure that you give us a 5-star rating on Spotify, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.
All right, so that's that.
Sound.